Austin, an interview with Eleanor Sayer and Robert Brown, the interviewer. If we could talk about maybe some childhood recollections.
All right.
To begin with, you were born, of course, and that was where and when?
I was born in Philadelphia for a very odd reason. That my grandmother, meaning that when she was pregnant, that her husband needed more time to... little time off to free time to work on his books. He announced for her first child that no child was probably born in the north. My grandfather was teaching at Bryn Mawr at the time, and so she goes all the way to Georgia to have her child. My mother followed that migratory practice so that although my parents were living in Williamstown during the first years of my life.
Was your father at Williams at that time? Or?
No, he was... He was teaching at Williams.
Teaching at Williams College?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he'd wanted to go into the government, but then when he married my mother, he didn't want to give her father a son-in-law in politics. And so he began teaching instead.
Your father?
My father.
Well, why were you born in Philadelphia? Your mother was en route to Georgia? And,
No, there was a... obstetrician whom she liked there. My oldest brother was born in Washington. Mm-hmm. And myself and younger brother both in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a Philadelphian.
You were just there briefly in passing. And your family, your grandfather, of course, on your maternal side, right, was the president,
yes.
Wilson. And do you remember him somewhat?
I do. Basically, the one really clear memory that I have of him, because... he lived up here and he was down in Washington, was...
This was by the time he'd had his stroke by that time, is that right?
And he stopped on the way back from California in Washington. And we children were taking it one day in to see him. And my younger brother was then 4 and rather naughty. He looks at grandfather and he says, "Grandfather?" Grandfather says, "Yes." And so then he tried a joke on him that we thought was very funny at that age, which is when a person answers and then you say, "Nothing." And grandfather looked at my little brother very sternly and he said, "Woodrow." And I remember trembling in my boots, fearing what might well happen. Grandfather shakes his finger and he says, "Something." It seemed to us at that age sort of 3 times as funny. But he had that kind of humor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And understanding people don't credit him with it, but I remember once when his second wife was really very ill, and I used to go and was afraid of dying, and I used to go and see her quite often. And it was a wonderful experience because she talked about my grandfather as he was when he was young and she first met him. And one of the things that she most loved in him was his humor. It's rare that you ever get a chance to see a grandparent like that.
Was this an experience that you took going to the White House just as something that occurred, right? Because you were very young at that time.
Yes, we just did. Yeah. And apparently, the one thing that I know about myself in the White House is that I fell in love with the salt spoons. And my grandfather gave them to me. Then we got aboard the train, and my mother didn't think that he had any right to give them to me. And so she took them, I didn't let go of them, but she took them when I fell asleep from my hand, and then sent them back. But I've never been to the White House since, I've looked at the...
With envy.
Not envy, no, some but... feelings. These 2 of them are really mine.
Really yours. So your very early years then were largely spent in Williamstown.
Yeah.
And your father...